I was asked a question about a night Seder Magid Shir at 11 o'clock. He asked a Shaila. Sometimes you find in the parasha that it says, Vayokom Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim. It doesn't say who. Sometimes it says Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. And sometimes it says just Melech Mitzrayim. You go through all the parashas. Take a look. Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. Sometimes it just says Paroi. Ki Dabe Aleichem Paroi. Sometimes it's Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. What's the difference in the Lashonis? Why sometimes the Torah calls it Paroi, sometimes calls Melech Mitzrayim by himself, and sometimes he's called Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. So somebody mentioned to me there's a Medrash that says, the Medrash tells us that Paroi didn't want to really make Klal Yisrael serve. Didn't want to make Klal Yisrael serve. He held Hakaras HaToiv to Yosef. Yosef was the king of Mitzrayim. Yosef was the king of Mitzrayim, and he helped Paroi get through the famine. And for all those who know, the famine stopped once Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, and it continued after Yaakov was Nifta. And basically he saved Mitzrayim. So he had a Merdik HaKoros HaTov, he didn't want to do it. And they decided to get rid of Paroi. They were murdered him from his Kiseh of Melech for 3 months. At least they state the Medrash. The Medrash brings it down there. He put him down 3 months. Until Paroi decided that sitting on the throne was more comfortable than having HaKoros HaTov. And he decided to go back up onto the throne. And Vayokom Melech Chodesh, parasha last week's parasha tells us Vayokom Melech Chodesh. There was a new Paroi. He went back onto the throne. Asher lo yoda es Yosef. He didn't want to know about Yosef. He totally was kofer b'tovosoi. He denied any tova that Yosef did to in Mitzrayim. And he decided to serve, make Klal Yisrael avodim. And from the koifer, the toivosa shel Adam, from denying the toiva of a person, he became a koifer be'elokim. He decided to become a koifer in the Ribbono shel Olam, which normally goes hand in hand. We have to understand here that Paroi's whole downfall, Paroi's whole kfira, was from one midah of kfira's toiv. He denied the toiva. He decided to sit on to sit back on the melucha after 3 months being off the melucha. The yetzahara to sit on the kiseh malchuse was too much for him. It was a big nisayon, and the only way he could do it was bang be kofer b'tovosa shel Adam, was denying the toiva that Yosef did for Paroi and did for Mitzrayim, by Yaakov Melech Chodesh. And from there he became the koifer that Paroi, Mi Elokim, who is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though he understood who the Ribbono Shel Olam was, he still denied in the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach. And the shaila is, what is one connected with the other? Why does it have to be hand in hand, koifer b'tevosu shel Adam? He's a koifer, the toiva of the Ribbono shel Olam. If he doesn't have the midas toivas of being of having HaKoros HaToiv, therefore at the end he's going to end up with a kfira in the Ribbono shel Olam. Why does one go hand in hand with the other? To understand it, I want to give you a hakdoma. The Ribbono shel Olam, when he created Adam, the Ribbono shel Olam said, "Vayomer Elokim, Nasa Odom Betzalmenu, Kidmusenu. Let's make a man Betzalmenu in our Tzelem, in our form, Kidmusenu, and he should control the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu says the Medrash had a big problem writing this. From Nasa Odom Betzalmenu, it's Mashma, that Kilu Rabbeinu Shloilom needed help from the Malachim of how to make man. And Rashi brings it down. The Medrash says it even more. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to write it because you'll give an opening for people who want to be a koifer. People who want to be a apikoros will say, the Torah says, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu, we should make. So Ki'ilu, there's not one God. There's a few different koiches in the Bria where the Rabbeinu Shalom says, let's make man together. So it would seem that there's not one Hashem Echad. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're giving a Pesach, you're making an opening for people to make mistake in who the Rabbeinu Shalom is. And in fact, we find in the history later on, the Medrash brings it down different places, that people came to the Amoraim, Tanoim, and said to them, Minim, the Apikorosim came and said, Nasa Odom Betzalmenu, it looks like that there's two Rishuis, there's two people over here with Koichos, not just one Rabbeinu Shloilom, because the Rabbeinu Shloilom says, Nasa Odom Betzalmenu. On that they answered, Vayivra Elekim Esa Odom Betzalmoi. It didn't say Vayivra U, but they created, it says Vayivra, Beloshen Yochid. Betzalmoi is Loshen Yochid. So there, that's the answer, that there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam. But in this pasuk beforehand, Nasa Odom Betzalmenu, it would seem that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a Pesach, gave an opening for Apikorosim to make a mistake. What was his reason? So Rashi brings down, because he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael Derech Eretz. What's Derech Eretz? Umidis Hanover. Shehagodol Nimlach V'Neitzel Roshus Min HaKotel. That the Godel, the Ribbono Shel Olam, sort of asks Roshus and takes advice from somebody who's less than him. And just like the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Nasa Odom B'Tzalmenu, let's make man, Ki'ilu, Kaviyochol, the Ribbono Shel Olam was asking Roshus from his Bezdin or from the Malachim, let's make man. He was teaching man how to deal in this world, that whenever you have, it's not a chisoron to ask for a shus from somebody who is less than you. She a godl nimlach unetl shus min akotun. Vimkosa esa odom. Loyla madnu shoyu medabe in beis dine elan atzmoy. Rashi says to us, and it's brought, the makor is from a medrash, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Haviyochel asked Rishus. Why? Because he wanted to teach the Torah is Miloshna Hiro before anything, before we even create man, before we even create a person. There's one thing you have to know. There's such a thing as Midas Hanova, there's such a thing as Derech Eretz. And the way I'm going to teach you Derech Eretz is me, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Haviyochel, makes man, asks Rishus from the Malachim to make man. People are going to make mistakes over here. People are going to turn around and say, apikorsus. And the people who want to go off will go off from such a pasuk. Doesn't matter. Derech Eretz kodma l'Torah. Derech Eretz is before Torah. And if Derech Eretz is before Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, let people make mistakes. Whoever want to make mistakes, let them make mistakes. I've got to teach Klal Yisrael Derech Eretz. And Derech Eretz in Midas Tovus and Anivus comes before everything. People are going to make a mistake. I have an answer. The next pasuk, Vayivra Elokim. Vayivra is Loshen Yochid. There was only one person that created. In the big picture, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was teaching Klal Yisrael one thing. Nasa Odom Betzalmenu, I'm teaching you Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kodem Al HaTorah, and this is the way the world has to run. Midas Tovus come before everything. Are you going to make a mistake and you're going to be a koifer b'Torah and you might turn out to be a koifer b'Rabbeinu Shel Olam and you'll be doing the biggest avera, kol ha'ovid avera zara is the worst avera? Too bad. There's something bigger than that. There's something bigger than that. That's called Midas Tovus. And Midas overrides Avodah Zorah, a chashash of Avodah Zorah, a chashash of being an apikoros. That overrides everything because Derech Eretz Kodem La Torah. And the shaila is, why does Midas override everything? Why is Midas so important that even Kodma La Torah, that Reb Chaim Vital writes, it's not even one of the mitzvahs. Take Lamoshal Kas, Kol HaKoyes Ki Lo Avida Avodah Zorah. There's no is in the Torah of becoming a Kaiser. There's no is of being a Balgaiva. It doesn't say in the Torah you shouldn't be a Balgaiva. There's any of, it's brought down in Medrash, Kol HaKoyes Ki Lo Avida Avodah Zorah. And somebody's a Balgaiva, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I don't want to be in his Mechitza. And he's not going to be Zeicha Techiyas HaMeisim. But an is in the Torah doesn't say. Because it's Kodem La Torah. It's before Torah. Torah is built on Midas. And if you don't have the Midas Tovus, you can't build Torah. The first floor doesn't work. And the Shaila is, what's so important about Midas that the Goyin brings it down. The Goyin says a Loshen. Ika chiyus ha'odom. The ikka of a person's life is lischazek tomit bishviras hamidas. He's always going to be mechazek himself in breaking his bad midas. Vim lav, and if not, lomo lo chaim. Why does he doesn't? There's no chaim. There's no tachlis in his living. Ika chiyus ha'odom. The ikka chiyus of a person is lischazek tomit bishviras hamidas. He's always going to be constantly working on Shviras HaMidas. Vim lav, lom alechayim. There's no tachlis achayim. So we see claw that Midas overrides everything. It goes even further. Goes even further. There's a Meridik Avot from our Abramsky. He says a Meridik Avot. He says there's Chamisha Talmidim Ha'iloi the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Lez ben Hokus, Yeshu ben Hanani, they say, Kain, Hashem Gamli. And he counted each one what their Milo was. Rabbi Reza ben Hokus, Boisit Shena Ma'aba Tipa. He had a brilliant memory. Rabbi Yeshu ben Hanani, Asher Yiladatoi. Praise is the one that gave birth to him. Rabbi Yeshua Kohen was a chosid. Rabbi Shimon ben Asana was Yirei Chet. He had Yerushamayim. Rabbi Elezer ben Aroch was Kamayon HaMizgaba. Kamayon is like, how do you say Kamayon? Well, it's more than a well. It's a spring. It's a spring HaMizgaba that comes up the whole time. His Torah, his pilpul in learning, he was Kamayon HaMizgaba. He was always Mechadish, new Chidushim. And on that the Mishnah says in the next Mishnah that Abba Shaul says, if all the Chachomim were on one side of the scale and Rabbi Lezer ben Aroch was on the other side of the coin of the scale, Rabbi Lezer ben Aroch would overweigh all the other Chachmei Yisrael. That's how Choshev Kamayin HaMizgaba is. If you take a look in the next Mishnah, they bring down from all these Tanoim different midas that you should have. Rabbi Lezer says, Ayin Tovah, you should always have a good eye. Always look at a person in a positive way. Rabbi Shua says, what's a derech Tovah? Chover Tovah, good chaver. Rabbi Yossi says, Shochin Tovah. And Rabbi Lezer said, Leiv Tovah, Omo Lehem Roya. Who's this Rabbi Lezer? This is the same Rabbi Lezer ben Aroch that says, Kamayin HaMizgaba. Roya is Rabbi Lezer ben Aroch. Bichlal Devorov Divreichem. Rabbi Lezer ben Aroch saying that Leiv Toiv, that includes all the other Midas that all the other Tanoim said that you should have. Leiv Toiv includes everything. So Rabbi Abramsky used to say, we see over here two things. Rabbi Lezer ben Aroch was the Mayin HaMizgaba. And on that, his Koyach in Torah, Kamayin HaMizgaba, you would say, overrides all the other milas that all the other Tanoim had, until one of the Tanoim said, if I had Rabbi Elazar ben Arocha one side of the scale, he would weigh out all the other Tanoim being on the other side of the scale. That means his koyach haTorah was unbelievable. And Chazal tell us that Rabbi Elazar ben Arocha turned around and said, what's the midah toiva that a person has to have? That he should be dovokin, leiv toiv. Ramsey used to say, it's not a coincidence. The Bainam is Gaba was Bikoyach, Rabbi Elazar ben Arocha saying leiv toiv. That means his midas toivus of leiv toiv is what gave him the siyata d'shmaya of being a Mainam is Gaba. Do you think a Mainam is Gaba could have been without midas toivus? Impossible. Torah won't work in somebody who doesn't have the midas toivus. When he has the leiv toiv, then he can be the Mainam is Gaba. The same Rabbi Elazar ben Arocha who says, what's the midas toiv that a person should have? Leiv toiv. Because he is the one that was the biggest gadol in Torah, k'mayna mizgaba, because it went hand in hand. When you have the leiv toiv, you can be the mayna mizgaba. It doesn't say that Rabbi Elazar ben Arocha was zeicha because he was a Baal Kishron, he was a big masmid. One thing, leiv toiv. And leiv toiv is the reason why he was k'mayna mizgaba. So you see over here even further, that siyata d'shmaya and learning is also toli and midas. When Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Klal Yisrael before he was Nifta, so the Pasuk says to us, "V'zois leYehuda." This is the bracha that he gave to Yehuda. Shma Hashem kol Yehuda vel amoy tevenu yod of Ravloi ve'ezem mitzorav tiyah. So the Rashi explains what exactly is Moshe Rabbeinu saying over here. So there happens to be a story behind this bracha. The story behind this bracha is that Yehuda promised Yaakov Avinu that he will be in Nidui, even he will put in Cheirem, even in Olam Haba, if he doesn't bring back Binyamin back to Yaakov Avinu. And that's why Yehuda was the one that took the achrayus of fighting for Binyamin. Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayoma, and he started fighting with Yosef that he should give up Binyamin, because Yehuda understood that if he doesn't bring back Binyamin, he's going to be in Cheirem, even in Olam Haba. And the Torah tells us, the Midrashim tell us, that Yehuda never found peace. He could never be part in learning in the world in Olam Haba because he was a Sofik ben Nidui. He was a Sofik in Nidui. And Yehuda never had really peace all the years when they were carrying his Atzomis through Midbar to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He never really had peace, and he never was able to sit and learn in Shomayim properly because he was a shtikl ben Nidui. He was a sofik ben Nidui, because he said that if he doesn't come back, so the shaila is a sofik ben Nidui if it's still chal. So the Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'zois leYehuda. Shema Hashem kol Yehuda v'al amoy tivienu means amoy, he should bring him closer. That means he should get out of his nidu. Yod of Ravla v'ezem mitzor of tiyah, that he should have siyata d'shmaya. That he should have siyata d'shmaya to be involved in learning upstairs in Olam Haba. Says Rashi, why is Yehuda given the bracha straight after Reuven? So Rashi says, why? Somach Yehuda l'Reuven, b'pnei sheshneim hoydu al kilkul shebiyodom. Yehuda's next to Reuven because Yehuda had a mila over the Shvatim. Yehuda, B'shas, when he paskened on Toma that she's Chayiv Misa, and Toma sent back saying that whoever this Chesemes, Subsilim, whoever it belongs to, that's the one I'm pregnant from. And Yehuda took the courage to stand up and said, Sod Komimena, she's right. She became pregnant from me. And to be, in order not to be Mavayisha, he said that he's the one, he's the one that got her pregnant. So therefore he was Moida Barabim, even though it was an embarrassing moment. Since he was Moida Barabim, and he wouldn't let get Toma be killed for nothing, that schus stood for him. In fact, the schus stood for him even further. The schus stood for him that Reuven, who was doing tshuva all the years for moving around his father's bed, because after Rachel was nifta, so the Torah tells us that Reuven held that Leah should take over, being the main mother, and Yaakov used one of the maids, Bilhah Zilpah, I think it was Bilhah, to move in with him. And Reuven held that his mother, being one of the Emois, comes first. And he sort of told his father what to do. And Reuven held it was an Aveira, and he fasted years and years, and he did tshuva, Yoshev Basaku B'Tanisoi. And it says later, the Torah tells us that after Yehuda was Moida, is Reuven stood up and said he's also Moida Barabim, that he made a mistake over here. Even though Chazal tell us whoever says Reuven made an Avera is making a mistake. But on his Madrega he held he was an Avera. And because of that Reuven lost the Kohuna and the Bechor. The Bechor went to Yosef and the Kohuna went to Levi. But Reuven was Moida to the point after Yehuda was Moida. And because of that, the Zeisli Yehuda, Moshe Rabbeinu turned around and said, take a look at the schus what Yehuda has. And Rabbeinu Shalom turned around and said, if that's the schus, such a schus of being Moida on his Avera, and not to be Mevayish somebody else, not that somebody else should get killed, even though it's an embarrassment for him, that schutz led him into Olam Haba. And the Olam asked the Shaila, why did the Moshe Rabbeinu have to come onto a tefillah talking about Yehuda being Moida? Yehuda was represented Torah. Who sent, when Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, Yehuda was the one that was sent first. That's Yehuda Sholach Lefonov. Yehuda was sent first, what, to open up a Beis HaMedrash. So Yehuda Betzim was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Shvatim. If he was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Shvatim, his Koyach HaTorah should have been strong enough to let him into Olam Haba. What does he have to come onto a schus of that he needs the Siyata Dishmaya of Eze Mitzor of Tia, that he should be part of speaking and learning, and that he should have the Siyata Dishmaya, the Aliba, the Hilchasa? What do you need the Siyata Dishmaya for? He has the Siyata Dishmaya from the Torah itself. And on that, the Mufarshim says, Ban Leif Steyman has a Meridika B on it and says, Pshat is Poshut. Avada Torah has a Meridika Schus. But without Midas Toivus, it doesn't work. It doesn't get you anywhere. Torah itself is the most Choshev Zach. But without Midas Toivus, it gets you nowhere. In order for Yehuda to have the Schus of being back in Olam Haba and having peace, Menuchas HaNefesh, that he could be talking, learning, and he could be involved in learning, even to come to the Siyata Dishmaya of Halacha K'maisai, he needed Midas Tavis. The Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mispalel and remind the Ribbono Shel Olam of not only that he was Moida, not only that he was Moida on the Maisa Toma, he caused Reuven to be Moida. That's how pure his Haidah was. That's how pure his Midas was, that somebody else learned from him of Midas Tavis, that Reuven, even after years of doing tshuva, held that he had to be Moida. And once he said in public, I made a mistake, it was a different madrega of tshuva that Reuven had. That he learned from Yehuda. That Midah Tovah was the schus that made him, that made Yehuda go back into Olam Haba and weiter learn. Until then, he didn't have peace. Midas Tovus. Midas Tovus, Avada, Torah, is the most choshev azach, but without the foundation of Midas Tovus, even Torah, Asuka de Shmaitza, Aliba de Hilchas, Daf Siyata de Shmaya, to understand the right pshat and to say halocha, you need a special Siyata de Shmaya. That's chutz from Torah, you need the Midas Tovus. So you see from here, Muridik Azach, Ike Chiyas Ha'odon, Ishviris Hamidus. The Ribbono Shel Olam was ready to, for people to make mistakes, that they can become apikorsim and deny the existence of Hashem Echad,